Live now.
Capital 263.
What time is it?
Keep it real Fridays with Celandine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And this is a very special episode that we got today. A very nostalgic episode. We got guests. I'm not even going to call them guests. They feel like family. They're those people that come into your house and they're like, and you're like, in the kitchen, you know? They feel like those.
They don't even
guys.
Ask. They just get in the house and head to the kitchen.
That only happens. Oh my God. It's only because you're that rude. You're actually supposed to just serve people the water and stuff.
They go into the house and they're like, you're shouting, I'm out of Ladies and gentlemen, I think we should start with ladies first, yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all, I think you already recognize the voice. We got the lovely, the vivacious, let me not say what
it's
I
so funny
to say.
That you have all these nice words to say about me now that we are on. And before I was watching one fam.
But you're my sister. You know I love you, girl. We got Amard in the building, ladies and gentlemen. This is why this episode is so nostalgic. She's back in the building.
We're up.
And we got my brother in the blogging world. Okay, I don't blog, actually.
Yeah, you don't blog.
But my brother in the hip-hop critiquing world.
Yeah.
Spectrum!
What up? It's your boy, Spec. Feels good to be here. Curve, Keep It Real Friday. You know what it is.
You know how we do. Yep. Guys, how was your week, though?
Oh, this week has been real. Between the heat and the work and the life and the living. But it's been awesome as per usual.
You know what? When it comes to the heat, I feel your pain. Because I had an incident when this girl went in front of me in a queue and she was stinking a sweat. And I told her straight up, chick, at least stand downwind. From me with that
shield will not let you down, but it's letting a lot of people down, eh?
Do you know, I was actually shocked. The last time I smelled such a smell was from a Wendy. Anyway, let's dig into the news. Today I want to get into the news with you guys. A lot of things have been happening with hip hop. You know, Zim hip hop. I mean, everything happens in Zim hip hop except making money.
Ouch.
Jeez.
Okay, so in the news, we had Kruger. He dropped a video featuring Junior Brown.
Yeah.
And the song is called... Hey, what's the song called?
Wow, you don't even know what the song is called.
Oh, I remember the song.
That's how memorable it is then.
Repa Ghetto. Boys Repa Ghetto. That's what the song
is
called.
We actually have that. It's actually a very dope song.
It is.
It's a very, very dope song.
Do you know the video I was actually expecting from Kruger was Hamotich Kise?
I think he'll make a video for it.
It needs a video, man.
Because this like his second video since his comeback, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's really working. I hope that video comes soon because it's losing its relevance. It really made sense after that whole March business. That Hamotich Kise. Although originally it wasn't recorded for that.
Yeah.
But it just fell into place. You know what I'm saying?
But wouldn't that make it just a bit out of touch because it's not as relevant right now? Like if it was supposed to work, it would have worked at that particular time. Had they jumped on it and made the video around about the cool, not a cool time, then that would have been dope. Now it's just like, look, you're just trying to jump on the bandwagon. Yeah. You're trying to be what?
So you should make the song something else.
It should just it should be something totally different.
Because you know, I think that whole cool honeymoon is over now.
Waking up now.
Yeah.
Another video that also dropped, we had Xander and R. Peels with the track Pretty Girl.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that video?
I haven't seen it.
I've never
even heard the song. That is, I'm not slating RPOs or Xander, but
I've watched it. I've heard it.
What you think about the video?
I actually met Xander the day they were shooting that video. And I was like, okay. And they were talking about uplifting dark-skinned females as opposed to not using yellow bones like everyone else is doing. And I was like,
Xander spit a bar about yellow bones on the song.
He did. But there's no yellow bone on the video.
But he said something about yellow bone, so I don't get the... It's contradicting itself.
His woman is a yellow bone, so I think it kind of makes sense.
That's his wife. You can't really include him in that equation.
You can.
Because he's talking about girls here, like girls in general. His wife is like on a different tier. You get what I'm saying?
Why is she on a different... Oh, okay.
It's his wife. Just a random girl. It's his wife. So I'd like to put some respect on Zanika. Oh, yeah. But the video myself, the thoughts on the video was I didn't like the one location thing. They were just shooting from the same location. The bars were quite dope, especially from Juan Ofero.
Yeah.
They were right, but I thought the video was a bit monotonous and the girls were bad at their acting and stuff. So that's what I thought of the video. I'm just being honest. And speaking of projects as well, RPL's also dropped.
Hold up.
What?
You're leaving something out.
What?
There's a video Xander was supposed to drop last year, which didn't drop. For real ones.
Oh yeah, what happened to that video?
Yeah, what happened to it? It just disappeared.
Xander, please hit us up and explain what happened to the real ones video.
What happened, man?
We need to know about that.
Didn't you pay the director or something?
Why?
He didn't pay.
Yeah, because that's what directors usually do. They like hold your stuff and like, nah, I'm not giving this to you until you pay me.
Is the director of Who's Up Blacks?
I don't know.
Wow, you had to go there.
It's a question.
You had to go there.
It's a question. Because Vusa is all about his moolah, man.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I am shut up to him about that because
he's all about his cash.
Why do you want to get things for free?
Exactly.
Why do you want to get things for free?
Because with the kind of videos that Vusa does when he's really like in the zone, I mean, I don't blame him if he decided to hold on to it because money wasn't paid. Anyway, we're talking about RPLs. He recently dropped Mbiri Kuna Fero.
Yeah.
Have you heard it? I only heard one track from it.
I heard it.
And the guy was going off the bars and there was some rocky line.
Which one did you hear? Bad MC.
The first track.
Bad MC. That's Bad MC.
That's the one when he dissed Rocky on it.
Yeah. Where he only said like the top three of Zim Hip Hop is Kingpin, Munetsi, and him.
Him being RPLs.
Yeah, he's very ambitious. I'll give him that, and I'll also give him. He seems to be giving us a lot of content.
Yes,
but
yes.
Bad content.
No, it's actually good content based off his last album, Really Ever Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Remember when you asked me about the albums that I vibe to that I listen to more than
that was
once.
One of them. Yeah,
RPL's Really Ever Beautiful, SOTG3, Rugare by T1, Trading Hours, Mile Alive, Marcus. There's quite a bit of them that I listen to more than once, and RPLs is definitely one of them. And the reason I'm a bit concerned about Mbiri Kuna Fero though, I feel he hadn't finished, or people hadn't finished ingesting Really Ever Beautiful, because I don't think people have appreciated Really Ever Beautiful for the classic that it actually is.
Because what he said is like Mbiri Kuna Fero is like the other side of RPLs. That's not on Really Ever Beautiful, because you say like Really Ever Beautiful is a more laid back project as opposed to Mbiri Kuna Fero. Mbiri Kuna Fero is more like, you know, in your face, like what he does on social media, you know, what pills and his status.
Which one? Mbiri Kuna Fero is
Mbiri Kuna Fero,
is the praise in RPLs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I get that, but I really think we need more videos from Shadia for Beautiful though.
Yeah.
If he's going to push them both, then fine. Because I won't lie, that kid, he may be young and all, and yes, he talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But the reason why I respect him is lyrically and project wise, he kind of backs it up. Yeah. So good on him, man. And speaking on albums that I wouldn't listen to twice.
Oh.
Calvin recently dropped Side B of Revenge of the Vin. I haven't heard Side B, so I'm not gonna hit shit on that one. But Side A, the first time I heard Side A, I really didn't pick up any replay value on it.
And why is that?
It sounded repetitive.
In what sense?
It's what I expected of Calvin. Like it's monotonous. Actually, it was.
That's your favorite word. You said that about Jeezy. Now you're saying it about Calvin.
I said Jeezy was monotonous. I said I am scared that Jeezy's album is going to be monotonous.
All right.
But Calvin's album, it felt like the side A bit.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like his inspiration came from one side on most of the project. proving people wrong. I am this. I am. I did. You know. I know rap's all about.
You obviously didn't
star.
Listen to it properly though, because he has
I
a
know
lot
there's
more.
A track where wait, he's
wait,
Orlan, about.
Orlan, 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 Orlan. Yeah, yeah, he yeah. has a whole lot of songs that he. There's like three songs that he was talking about his personal experiences. He has yeah. a song on there that he talked about his son, the upcoming son that he's come is getting. He talked about his relationships. He doesn't have the same old beats that you keep hearing in hip hop. Like
no,
wait,
no,
wait, Orlan, Orlan, Orlan.
Yes.
So on that, I actually feel like he was. It was different. It wasn't as braggadocious as we know Calvin to be. Because yeah, I know if he goes there, he goes there hard.
Yeah.
I feel like in this one, it's a hip hop album that a non hip hop person might listen to, because you have that jazz feel, you have that acoustic feel jumping in there as well. It's not just trappy trappy Gucci Mane Gucci Mane Gucci Mane Gucci Mane type of thing the whole time.
Ain't I got a feeling you're just backing it up because it dropped on your show?
Yeah, well, you know, the best things do drop on our show. You know what I'm saying?
I go to
Jigo. Anyway, no, we are very honest on our show. We actually tell someone, Kuti, I'm even told Stana, Kuti, Chisong, Chawadzi, we are at a Kwese, trying to get a Kwese deal and everything, all oh. purple and whatnot, but that's another story. It was just men.
No, but you can't hate on Stana for being, that's being a business person. Dude is trying to make money.
No, yeah. no, it, okay, fine, yes,
he's
I see, I
paper.
I see the business aspect of yeah, that, but yeah. how's about the business need to approach you first? Like, no, like, come on, please. It's like, unyenga baby, shabby, but you're like, no, but I know your address. I know this about you. Know this about. How's about you're a stalker?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Using that same unyenga baby metaphor that you used, a lot of us or a lot of people are actually married because they persisted in macking on a
so
girl.
You
I mean,
imagine. I haven't been stoked, so
Ahmad,
I don't know.
Ahmad, if I come at you and I'm like, hey, girl, how you doing? What would you say?
How old is your ass?
Exactly. And I'll carry on coming at you.
Oh. Okay.
Are you just going to. Okay, my point is, are you just going to say yes, Kawan?
No, but
all the
like.
Guys all the guys that you've dated, when they came up to you and they were like, yo, what's up? Were you like, huh, yes. Already, you pop.
No. But there's
exactly.
a screening process.
So, you never know. And I think it's too early to shoot down that Kwese song. Because you never know. Strive might hear it and be like, yo.
Okay.
Because I definitely know Strive is not going to sponsor Strive My Siwa by Kiki and Calvin.
Yeah.
Because of its content.
Yeah, no, true.
Yeah. So,
but
no
I don't think
it'd
go for
yet.
Bad songs as well. Or catchy
oh, the
songs.
The song is
it has
bad.
To be catchy as well.
Ish. Stana, Desmond, Runza, and your song is whack.
No, shame, man. No, Stana and I have this whole love hate thing going on, so, you know. Pew pew.
I hope he doesn't really. I hope he doesn't take it personally because Stana.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen? Am I going to be trolled again for being on Curve?
Blonde.
It's all right. I'm a blonde
anyway,
on national radio.
Back to the Calvin album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Maybe we heard it differently, and yeah. I think maybe I'll give it another chance.
Or maybe
you're
expecting
you
heard it, something huh? else. You're expecting something else.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. I got this high bar for him.
Yeah.
You know?
There's that.
Because another thing that's concerning me is nobody's talking about this album.
Maybe the same thing.
The only time I'm seeing people talking about it is when he talks about it. And the stream of comments, they all
know. Yeah, I know he talks about it, Shim.
What I think is people are still listening to the album. Like me, I haven't finished it. I'm still listening to it because there are so many songs to listen to.
But what do you think so far? Side A, I finished it.
So far,
what do you think?
So far, I think it's good. I actually like the fact that Calvin only produced like one track.
Nice.
On the whole double album.
Maybe that's why it's got a different feel to it. And
yeah, it does
it
sound
maybe,
different.
Maybe
but
with
a
me
good
it was
type
a miss.
Of different.
Mm-hmm. Maybe with me it was a miss. Maybe.
So you
because the song that he actually produced, mm-hmm. I remember I vibed with that song.
Yeah.
The song that it's on side A, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the it's got this like calm feel to it.
Yeah.
I felt it. But his bars, the moment his bars step in, I'm just like, ugh. That's ish. Calvin, please don't.
Well, maybe you need to listen to it as a whole, like side A
and
side
B.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, he released it, you know, separately. So I listened to side A before side B was out. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I think it makes sense as a whole.
Okay, and then my producer is busy just. What?
Ish.
Huh? Okay, Anzana producer, we need to take a break.
Ha!
Sorry. This is Keep It Real Fridays, and I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. We'll be right back.
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Pinda, zvinhu zvatochinja, nasi zvakakwidza ndiri kurapa ndine jinja. Iwe saderere, 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 vanoziya patopinda, zvinhu zvatochinja, nasi zvakakwidza ndiri kurapa ndine jinja. Iwe type yekusketcha sandi size pando sasa ndina time ndemamero ndovasiya vari dasa onengwa chitaura waya ndenda kutaura taza vanofamba nipesi yekamba saka vafe vatibata pamangoma ndiri king translation ndiri mambo manyama beats kunge marathon hanzi zvazvikwambo they claim they open doors when you know we got the keys twaina bika rimwe fuzi hit wamugariro cheka kantapinda kama streets kamufambiro godly presence kandapinda pa scene waiziva nondipika kunge gamba muma streets waipiwa drew the end of Vator zita racho sazo diba.
And we're back on Keep It Real Fridays. It's Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. And okay, this is very unusual for me taking a break before the news is finished. But anyway, apana odanas because somebody's missing.
When nature calls.
Yeah, why is there? Okay, so this coming weekend, is it today on Friday? We got the Changamire Hip Hop Awards, and we got tickets to give away to everybody who's willing to get tickets. How many tickets do we have to give away? We have 4 tickets to give away. To find out how you can get these tickets, simply follow us on Keep It Real FRI on Twitter, right?
Free.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Keep It Real, FRI. You know the story. And we'll give you the ticket. I don't know. Just follow us and then you'll see what happens. And then, what's hip-hop without beef?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a braai without fire. Anyway, Fuchi and Shingi. Is it Fuchi or Fuki?
Fuchi.
Fuchi,
yeah.
It's Fuchi, right?
Yeah, Fuchi.
FUCCI.
Like Gucci.
Ah, oh, yeah. Ah, okay, makes sense now. So, Fuchi and Shingi have beef. And I'm pretty much sure it's because of Kiki.
Why? Wow.
It's because of Kiki, right? So, yeah, Fuchi is always on Kiki's bandwagon. Yeah. Or, you know, he's one of Kiki's
affiliates.
And the last I remember, look, the thing that I remember about this beef is Fuchi recently dropped a track aimed at Shingi. Uh-huh. And the track is called Chiwenga We Hip Hop.
It runs G.
Oh, man.
I need you to speak into the mic, Spiggy, of while your levels are quite low. So Fuchi drops a track called Chiwenga We Hip Hop, and it's a diss track towards Shingi.
Oh, yeah, because Shingi calls himself Gushungo We Hip Hop.
Gushungo We Hip Hop.
Yeah,
so,
oh, I get it.
So original. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it's a play on the political scenario that took place and that got someone ousted and stuff. Okay, yeah, that was kind of clever, but the song itself, though, you know, guys, I'm gonna give you some advice as a retired rapper, and I think Ahmad also as a retired rapper.
Maybe you, Baba, not me.
You're still there.
Maybe you.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to you on that story. As a retired rapper, guys, if you're gonna drop a diss track, you need to make sure Anyway, before I pass my comments on this track, Spiky, what do you think about that song? That says it all. That says it all. I mean, guys, Fuchi, my guy, I don't know you personally. And yeah, I think it should stay that way. That song, no, my guy, that was just terrible. That was Shingi just won because of that diss. It was you threw shade on yourself, and song was garbage, my guy. I mean, let's work on progressing the Zim hip hop. These beef stories, Ashande guys.
Yeah,
Ashipadari.
It only worked for a few people. The rest,
I mean, come on, man. Come
it's played
on.
Out.
You're on Kiki's bandwagon. You can shine.
I
off
really
that.
Thought you were about to say you're on Kiki's badass.
Oh,
sorry.
Play on words, huh? That rapper inside you is coming out. So Shingi takes the win on this one with me. True. And Fuchi, take the L, my guy. But to balance things out, I need to dish Shingi an L. His new look. No, Shingi. Those half red, half what? He looks like who? What's that rap again?
Lil Yachi.
Changosare is like tinted grills or some nonsense like that, you know. No, Shingi, my guy. No, that look is not. No. Those are hairstyles you give 5-year-old girls. No, I'm being honest. These are 5-year-old girl kind of hairstyles.
What, the ratchet type?
Yeah, because they're all colored in red.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I know
maybe it works for his target market. You never
know. You don't know.
Are you calling him a pedophile?
Oh
no,
my gosh.
I'm just saying, I don't think you are his target market. Like, his target market actually
who's
likes
his,
that.
Okay, describe his niche. This is
I'm thinking,
target market.
I'm thinking teenagers.
That is true. Okay. From a certain demographic as well. From a certain area as well.
Yeah, what you mean? South side?
Look, on that side,
South
right?
side of Samora.
Yeah. No, because like, seriously, because of the love that he actually gets from the South is actually really big.
No, he's more of a South side rapper.
Yeah.
I don't see him getting love from the North.
Look. We don't do rainbows, eh?
But, my beads are going, my braids are going. No. See that, my baby, my braids are. That being said, I know a lot of you are going to fork out or fish out my picture when I had blue beads back in the day.
Oh, yes. That picture was classic. Yes.
We've all been through that phase, people. Let it go. Let it go. Let it roll. Let the good times flow. Tell them I'm hard. It ain't nothing but music. Hey, do you listen to music, man? Anyway. We are moving on to Gimme 5 now. And we got a little new rapper by the name of... You know what? Let me just let him announce himself.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
What up, yo? My name is Nico T Dash. I'm a rapper from Mutati, you know what I'm saying? From Chikanga Phase 2. That's where I come from. I'm a part of a Kuko Forby family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, this is 6 niggas that rap. It's called Forby family. And my name is Nico T Dash. Yeah. So the track I'm about to give you is called Forby Anthem. It's like one of the first tracks on our upcoming mixtape. It's called Forby Feeling. So yeah, man, tell me what you think.
We do it for the family first, then do it for the people. My eyes bloody red, but my vision on point. I see the evil from a mile away. I'm like f***ing ego. Hey, Mr. Rapper, nice to meet you. Fuck your ego. And why you feeling yourself when out of 10 you a zero? Step aside and watch a real MC. Push it on my zero, then I do it slow. Oops, y'all didn't know. I'm nasty with the flow. I'm a rap monster. I'm an animal like Abso. I'm the coldest cat in the
tooth. And I be chilling with my dogs. Better run when you hear roof, or you gon' end up a tooth. That's what Russell food. I hope you understand. We devour these rappers by the hour on a chase for the power. No time for relaxing, just bars, no power. And in my heads and Mulari, we rolling up that safari. We smoking like Bob Marley and sip that medication for the deeper meditation. A goddamn when it's a motivation in this nation, cause the mainstream ain't too much. Just off the case, I became my own inspiration. I wrote my rhymes and stayed patient and had the best time with the best friends. And thanks for the great vibe, it's important for the elevation. It's all love, we all brothers, no relation. And we all stars, for but it's a constellation. I'm with this rap that say on no constipation. So spread the word across the nation, tell them it's forbid. I tell them it's forbid, everybody tell them it's forbid.
Everywhere we go, we are feeling the need. Fatino Shika, Tova Petera. Everywhere we go, we are feeling the need. Fatino Shika, Tova Petera. Everywhere we go, we are feeling the need. Fatino Shika, Tova Petera.
It's a hostage situation. Kidnap the DJ, we about to take over the station. Release the daily ray of hip hop through these radio waves. We trying to free up the minds, take off the chains off the listener. Chok out of my buzz, cook out your dinner. What's
up? Yo, it's Nickel T Nash. And I want to say shout out to Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce My G, and Celatine. Yeah, Mari, Spoolbit, and the mixtape coming out on Valentine's. No, I'm just playing.
And that was Nico T. Nash from the 4Beat family on the 4Beat anthem produced by C. Bleach. Now, one thing I got to commend these guys, they're all the way from Mutare Kumakomo Yo. Now, what I like to say is I love the feel of this track. It's got that, you know, that West Coast feel, that Dr. Dre feel, and it's got this gangster bounce to it. I love the delivery. I love the track, man. I'm feeling it. I feel like it can be like that gangster's anthem that anybody can just vibe with. You know, understand? And all the way from Mutare. And this song also features Castic and Fingers at W. Woo! Loving the track. I'm giving this track a Gimme 5 rating of... Drum roll, please. 6.5 out of 10. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, and this was Gimme 5.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back. That was Gimme 5 from an artist from Mutare. Anyway, so we were having a discussion here with Ahmad during the break, and she called us very unprofessional.
Okay, yeah.
And she has her reasons why she wants to call us unprofessional. And I'm going to get into shit for airing this out, actually, because this is meant to be an internal affair.
Yeah,
but
I'm actually wondering why you're recording
it. The thing is, it's Keep It Real Fridays, and we keep it real. We can't just be talking shit about people and act like we're perfect. People got to know we're not perfect as well.
Okay,
They also need to see the life behind the scenes of Keep It Real Friday and just how shit we prepare for this show.
Okay.
So you were telling me about our lack of professionalism.
I won't be as raw as I was.
But like, it's allowed.
Y'all, first of all, y'all kept just waiting for an hour. One.
We're waiting for Spick.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Spick.
Y'all were arguing.
But then I came. I've been here since.
Anyway,
I've been here for an hour now.
Yes. Anyway. It's that. Two, it's you guys were arguing internal politics in front of us. Yes,
I'm
I know.
Not your family.
I'm
come
family,
on,
but I'm still. You, even if I am family, when Ja Praiser comes into studio, when Winky D comes into studio, when Stunna comes, we do not argue in front of them
because
about internal
Stunna
politics.
And Ja Praiser are not really family.
It's not about family, fam. It's about what you know. It's the professional aspect that is coming in on that one.
But we don't.
Don't be defensive. You're the one who said you want to keep it real, so I'm keeping it real for you.
Yeah, but then we don't do that with all the guests. It's just that you guys are family.
Nah, you don't know. know what I'm saying. Like,
no, okay, no, no, right? You know what? I'm gonna take the L on this. Keep it Fridays will take the L on this.
And also prepping for the show,
prepping for the show,
knowing your guests, knowing what they're supposed to be talking about. It's a well-known fact that, yes, I was a rapper. Yes, I was nominated for Best Female for the Hip Hop Awards in 2015 and stuff, long time ago. But at the same time, my grasp on the hip hop culture is quite minimal. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
you're the blonde.
I'm not a blonde. I'm just more knowledgeable of other things. I'm about the businessman. Okay. Not necessarily about what's happening on the streets.
I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman.
So, it's all of that. Like, it's just, we should have been done by now, but nah. I'm actually doing work for tomorrow.
While we talk about Ahmad the Rapper, you also had some things to say about the female rappers of today.
I did?
Yes, you did. The likes of True North.
Dope.
The likes of Kara.
Dope. The Not likes... so clever, but dope. No, you know what? I actually interviewed Kara, like, was it a week before the Hip Hop Awards? And I'd never listened to anything. I didn't even know who she was. Oh. I played one of her songs, and I'm like, yo, what up? Your bars are actually dope. You're not braggadocious. You're spitting your truth, and that will resonate with someone. I was floored.
Yeah, uplift someone. Yeah. I actually felt that with that EP of hers.
Yeah, and then she's just like, you inspired me. I'm like, me? How? Okay, cool. And then 2-3 days later, on Facebook, I'm hearing what were these allegations against these producers and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so bad. That's so, oh my God, how can they do that? I was like ready to just jump in there and be like, you mud truckers, what are you doing to my date? 3 days later, shit. Like, I felt like her bars could have carried her anywhere. She did not need
Without all that nonsense.
I don't know. Like, I don't know for true whether it was the truth or not. I am not going to comment on that. But, like, guys.
Based on the fact that these guys hit back and then she went quiet, I'm thinking nothing happened.
I'm not even going to comment on that because anything, an allegation from a woman for me is just something that needs to be investigated. Maybe she just didn't have the support structure to actually go and report it to the police and actually have it being prosecuted. But I'm not going to comment on that. Innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, so that was you spoke about Kara. I was still listing the female MCs that you had stuff to say about.
You guys
Kiki
are so
Badass.
Kiki.
And the next one?
Oh, Kiki Badass. Oh, come on.
Her
say
hustle is strong.
About Kiki.
Her hustle is strong. I'll say that.
And her music?
Her hustle is strong.
Gosh. Hey. So you think as a rapper, you would probably take her on?
Her hustle is strong.
Yep, that's a yes. She's not even denying that. So
her
Kiki,
hustle is strong.
Get busy and write another diss track. Spick, my guy.
What up?
Your blogging world.
Yep.
How are things happening? As in the rappers and their music. What do you think of the music that we're getting?
The music, well, some of it is good, but most of it ish. People need to work on their music. Like, some of the stuff, like, isn't even properly, like, mastered. It sounds like a demo. And I'm like, guy, you want me to talk about your music, but you're sending me a demo. That doesn't even make any sense. Like, okay, this is someone who you want to promote your music for you, and you send them a demo. That shows lack of effort. That's actually disrespectful to me, even. Like, why are you sending me a demo?
Can I just jump in on that?
Please do.
Sometimes it's not okay. We actually did this where we had the 8-bar cypher against Miss Prue and Gigi LeMaine and everything. And I listened to the cypher and I'm just like, God damn, this thing is not mastered at all. Yeah. And when I spoke to the producer, he's like, no, I actually sent it out to Mix Masters, Rayo Beats in particular, to master it.
Oh, shit.
And this is what they brought back. And I'm just like, Mix Masters? Really? He's like, yeah, that's for truth. That's what's happening. So, even as artists, you'd be thinking, this guy's actually really done something for me. But it's not proper, because not all producers are able to mix and master, and those that are able to admit that kudos to them. You're gonna send it to the person, people that can actually do it.
True.
But it's actually not even happening like that.
So Ray Osibanda of the Hitmen was the one who.
That is what I was told by the producer that I worked with.
Catch
at that
your
time.
L, my guy.
Oh my goodness, Rayo, I'm embarrassed for you, man.
Damn.
It was just for that particular track. I cannot comment
because
on Rayo, other ones.
Rayo actually has a good track record, though.
He does
with his production and stuff. So I'm actually very shocked that the quality was crap from Rayo.
And also as an artist, guys, we don't know everything. I did. Anyway, if I just jump into the studio and I do a track and you give me, here's your track, it's done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, dope, because I'm done. So it's this is where you need to have a proper network of people around you. Have your proper producers, have your bloggers who will tell you the truth.
True.
And guys, accept criticism.
True.
It is what it is. I will sit here and actually say 8-bar cypher. Yes, we were dope. But the production, not so dope.
Yeah. It was shit.
Yeah, it was not so dope. Okay.
It was shit.
But you know,
me I'm all about black or white, no gray.
That goes to artwork as well. We don't need that. What's that funny Andre Dab that that's used to put pics together? What's that name?
Kameno Pixels.
Yeah, I think Pixar Pixgrid. Now we don't need that, man.
Photo grid.
Because when you've got people like T1 Wema 1 putting out dope artwork, you can be coming submitting your music with an artwork that looks like it was done on MS Paint or something like that.
There's so many dope graphic artists
out there.
It's just like what Amand was saying about being a network of people that know their thing. If you can rap, you can rap. It doesn't mean you can make beats.
True.
It doesn't mean you got the equipment to record. I mean, some of y'all sound like, I've said this before, you sound like you're recording underneath a bed using a mic, an earphone as a microphone, because the quality is just so crap. You guys, you need to like know what you really want. So that artwork issue, you can always, T1 is a graphic designer, so obviously his artwork is always gonna look proper. You know, in terms of being like opinionated and stuff, you might not like a certain color or whatnot, but you can always tell it's professionally put together.
True.
Whereas some artworks, you can just tell this was done by a rapper.
Shame,
which I think these are some of the we were talking about things to leave in 2017 that we do not want to see in 2018. Rappers, you need to network a bit more.
True.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that a lot of you rappers, you're trying to like get your music on radio and you're trying to like get out there a bit more. Mm-hmm. And you got people like Spekia, you got people like Ahmad who works on radio. I'm sure you guys can give a moment or two to artists to give them guidelines. I mean, Senge Wewa Ahmad, you're so full of that knowledge. I mean, you're busy schooling me on my podcast.
Thanks, man.
And another thing, like, your cover art is your first impression. Because, before I even listen to your track, I look at the cover and I'm like, is this even worth listening?
True. You know, we actually have a lot of artists dropping off tracks. Chungoda chi white disc in a plastic item. Apanachun. I'm like, okay. Considering that I'm going to get like 20 of these in 4 hours.
You're not going to pay more attention.
I will actually just be like, another year.
This is why I always give artists like Shingy. I mean, Shingy, we were talking crap about his look and all that. Yeah. But Shingy, Bright 360, L Deeper, they're part of Yedri Entertainment.
Yeah.
Those guys, in terms of image.
Yeah.
In terms of image alone, of course, their bars, a lot of people are going to say their bars are whack. Yeah, and Brian, personally, I think he needs to learn to actually rhyme words.
Yeah.
But in terms of image, those guys, I think they've gained the traction that they've gained.
Yeah.
Because they've managed to maintain a certain image.
True.
Which is what I'll even say, like, even about Kiki.
Mm.
Her image, her branding is on point.
It's
and
on
it's
point.
Very consistent.
Yeah.
You see now.
This is why I would love to hate her, because I wish it was me. Do you know what I mean?
Why do you wish it was you?
No, just the consistency. I just bearing off body parts for me is just air. But like,
can you compete with that booty though?
Bearing off body parts for me is just eh. I'm just gonna say that. But like, she's very, very consistent in what she does. If you go to her Insta, if you go anywhere, you see her artwork, you see her general pictures.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah.
Basically, that's where the statement Yakuti success, especially in this music industry, is 10% talent and 90% hustle.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
I mean, a very good example of that is Kiki. As much as Ahmad may think her bars are whack.
Did I say that?
Her bar's dope. Thank you. As much as Kiki doesn't think Kuti, as much as Ahmad doesn't think Kuti Kiki's bars are dope, her image and her hustle, she's giving respect. And Kiki, if you look at the strides that she's made, they are way, she's made more steps forward than Ahmad rap-wise. Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Of which Ahmad is I would say Ahmad is a better rapper, but her hustle is really a...
Look, I won't even deny it.
So a lot of you guys, you need to understand, Kuti, your bars are not going to sell themselves. It's all about image. I mean, we got people like Anana, Junior Brown. Junior Brown is a verbal god. I mean, he's a rapper that's transcended the ecosystems. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even him, when it comes to his image, he's got a certain look.
He does.
You know, because he knows those bars are not going to sell themselves. Yeah. This is actually very informative. It turned out to be quite a professional part.
Professional in quotes.
In quotes.
Yeah, because we like actually ended up drive the conversation.
Yeah,
but
you
whatever.
Know, that's why.
Make you
guys
work even more.
Yeah, that's why we need you here. And then we're just going to take a short little break and then we're going to come back and finish off this discussion. This is Brian Willis on Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Yo. Yo. Yo, yo, call me 123, cause my bomb and dingo speaks. You better call me boat, cause passing that cassette. It's been 4 months since passing that set. It's been 4 months and a panachai bis, and a panachai bis. Kunge hell and dinta piece and dinta piece on gandhi e. But in saying a pana, 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 pana. But I'm very boys, the team, them shake up, and do shake and do like shell my coso acho, acho, angu, quali farira, kuni tambira, kuni jambira, kuni warira, and chat of fumba. My pews, you know, ball and my yellow barn, balling like LeBron, I'm fan of Murmadon in this game. Jinja Jinja Kunga stole. Game on, catch up off, I'm chuffing Mandy Batter. Game on, catch up off, I'm chuffing Mandy Batter. Do all the tax just to get the guap. But my shit in the river to sing a bagu jono nyura.
Took a picture with my of me without my consent. Can I see that picture?
And we're back. I just pressed record while Ahmad did not know that
I
we
actually
recorded.
Did know. I know what waves look like.
Yeah, okay. That's me trying to be unprofessional. But anyway, Speck, you were talking about the Zim hip hop culture, and I rudely cut you off. Sorry about that.
All right. Anyway, I was saying that artists need to learn to take criticism. Like I was talking about the cover arts.
Yeah.
They need to invest in their brands. Because for people to take them seriously, they should take themselves seriously first. Because you can't be thinking that things are just going to happen overnight and you're going to wake up with like $1,000 in your bank account and all that, and companies coming to you for endorsements. I was actually saying this in another group, that people should stop focusing on airplay and focus on building their brands. Because it's the brand that brings in the money.
True.
Not really the music. Because you could have the wackest music ever, but still be a big brand.
Mudiwa.
Ish.
Anyway.
That's like, tell me I'm lying.
You can continue speaking.
Thank you.
Let me continue. So, about that, like, people tend to think that if Speck says, I'm not feeling this track is not doing, they think that I'm trashing them. Mm-hmm. But I'm just being real with them.
No, but
if I was trashing them, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would tell them that, this track is fire, my guy. This track is fire.
And then behind
then,
your back.
Then actually write like a 1,000 word article talking about what's wrong with the track.
Oh, gosh. That's
you know?
And that's, and I'm so with you on that, because I know when I did, was it Lose My, no, it wasn't Lose My Number, it was another one of the songs. And I sent it through to African Hip Hop Blog.
Yeah.
Phil Shard emailed me to tell me, Monica, this is shit.
Woo!
Shout out to Phil.
You need to really. And also,
I love Phil for his honesty. Yeah.
And you know, when he was doing all of that, he's like, do this better, do that better, do this better.
You see,
same thing that happened with Shayzar. He's like, you're dope, but same thing with Onai. That's the thing.
That's what I think is proper crit. Because I wanted to call out Spec on Party. I'm not feeling this track. If you just leave it at that,
I always tell them.
If there's a reason behind it, then no, cool. Because you're trying to get the person to improve. Because
I actually tell them, like, nah, I don't think your voice goes along with these type of beats. You should try such and such a beat for your voice. Or maybe, like, your content, it's not really relevant, like, in the Zim context. Like, you need to bring it closer to home. That's cool.
I mean, that's what differentiates a hater from a crit, like a constructive criticism. Yeah. That's what makes the difference. I mean, you drop a song and then somebody's like, nah, dude, swag. And you just drop that I define as hating.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism is telling somebody that I don't like this.
Yeah.
I think you can do it like that, you know?
Yeah.
And you, as the artist, you decide on what you want to take from it and what you want to leave.
Exactly.
If you don't want to take anything from it, then Dikoko. I mean, I've been associating with a lot of rappers for a long time that have been accepting criticism and taking a lot of crap out. I remember artists like Sharky.
Yeah.
Sharky, when he started off, that was like some, how many years ago did I start talking to Sharky? Like 4 years ago or so. He used to drop these tracks, and most of them always led to like depressed kind of like feels and whatnot. And you know, he always used to ask, hey guys, what you think about the song? What do you think I can improve?
Yeah.
And you know, he always used to take that criticism. Yeah. And I mean, we all know Sharky now, today.
Yeah. Shout out to Sharky.
Of which, as you hear him these days, you can actually tell, could even Ear himself is not fully impressed with himself. He's constantly trying to evolve himself and change himself. And I respect him for that. And then I'll give you another artist on the opposite end of that spectrum, CST. You know CST?
Oh,
Chishanje Thomas, whatever. That guy has been whack since he started. He's still whack now. Every time you try to tell him,
is he still dropping tracks?
I don't know. I hope he stopped. But every single time you tell him, Asha, this song, I'm not really feeling it. He will take it as hating. He will block you off his Facebook and whatnot. I mean, he blocked me on his Facebook for telling him his song was whack, and I told him why, and he blocked me for like 2 years.
And I also
then he unblocked me, and then I blocked him.
You must feel so proud of yourself for that. But it's like what Speck was saying, being able to take criticism and also just having the right network around you. When I started,
exactly,
I was mentored by Dizzy Don, and the one thing he says to me that I keep remembering in every single thing that I do is always be a fan, always be a student. Look, student of the game, 10.
Yeah.
That actually means something. Always be a student, always be willing to learn, because no one's ever going to be perfect. So if you think you're perfect, then look.
You got a problem.
Right. You really do have a problem. Because you don't have any more room to grow.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
Room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is why I pointed out those two artists. Sharky from 5 years ago and Sharky now. Yeah. Massive improvement, and he took in a lot of criticism. CST back then, CST now, I think he's actually worse.
let me tell you about Sharky. I started knowing Sharky in 2012.
Yeah.
Back then, he only had like one track.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad to say that over the years that I've worked with Sharky, he has improved. And he's still improving. Yeah, and I foresee great things. Like, especially this year, Sharky's working.
True. Because last year, it really wasn't his year last year. I think it was because he was trying to get this monkey business off the ground.
Yeah.
Or get it running and managing other artists. Anyway, we're just about to move into my favorite segment. I am surprised Ahmad does not know it.
Ladies
and gentlemen, get ready for SNF. Yeah.
Smash, marry, or friend zone? What's your taste like?
And we're back with my favorite segment. We'd like to call this segment Smash, Marry, or Friendzone.
Jesus.
Now, the rules are very simple. I don't even understand why Ahmad does not even remember the segment. We did it while you were there, did we not?
Look.
Look. Oh, yeah, oh, diva. Now, ZFM, chi chi chi.
No, it's got nothing to do with it.
Anyway. So, SMF, Smash, Marry, or Friendzone. We give you three options. Smash, marry, or friendzone.
Yeah.
You only can use each option once. We're going to give you three names. You can use smash, marry, or friendzone only once. Each of them once.
All right.
Okay. So your names are Titan, DJ Munya. And Chamisa. Nelson Chamisa, politician.
Okay. I'd friendzone Munya.
Why?
I'd smash Titan.
Okay, DJ Munya, why would you friendzone DJ Munya?
Because it's DJ Munya. It's Munya.
Sure, you should see the frown she has on
it. I don't even have an inkling.
DJ Munya,
I don't even have an inkling of
it. Let me try and do a DJ Munya voice right here. What are you doing to Omar, DJ Munya? What are you doing to her?
Gosh.
Okay. She doesn't seem to like you very much.
And I'd marry Chamisa.
Why would you smash Titan?
Because I just, well, look, one, because that's the only other option that was there between the two, and girl got needs.
Oh
yeah,
also with the drama that Olinda has been, yeah, I think she needs to
look, I will stabilize him nicely to feel better. Okay,
it was fake, I know. Yeah. I mean, Olinda, she needs to be
okay.
And then you'd marry Chamisa,
yeah,
a politician. Marry a politician. I don't trust that guy. I think he would cheat and cheat and cheat on you,
he
and
can
you would
cheat on
never
me as,
find out.
He can cheat on me as much as he likes, as long as he takes care of me.
Anyway,
there's ways to avoid that, but okay.
So the results are, she would friendzone DJ Munya
quickly.
Reasons being, it's DJ Munya, and she would. She would smash Titan because a woman has got needs and she feels Olinda's not satisfying Titan.
No, that's not what I said.
Moving on. Nelson Chamisa, she would marry him because she enjoys being lied to, as long as there's big.
It's a good thing this is a recorded show. People can actually see how much you skew the truth, but continue.
Anyway, we're going to edit that part out.
No. Watch me respond.
Oh, and Spec, don't think you're exempt. Yeah, right. Ish, Aman. Guys. Okay, your list. Okay, you know the rules already?
I do.
Yeah. Your list is Miss Red, okay. Fadzima Harry, okay. And Tammy.
Oh, man. Disclaimer, I'm already taken.
What?
Okay, you say what? Miss Red,
Fadzima Here,
and Tammy. Smash Miss Red.
Damn.
Yeah, you know what?
That was quick.
Why?
I like my women thick.
Okay.
Sorry, I got mad. Anyway, and then
friend zone Fadzima Here.
Oh, but why?
I think we can connect on an intellectual level. I don't think it can get any further than that.
And then?
Then marry Tammy.
Oh, man.
What's so sweet?
Why would you marry Tammy, though?
Because, come on, it's Tammy. But, like, I like her whole aura, her whole persona.
You like Aura the poet?
Sorry.
And then you start talking nonsense. In the words of Lady K, this is my house.
Oh, okay, so what? And then you invited me here. Or curve.
Get
your but y'all love us and you know it, guys. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for coming through to Keep It Real Fridays. It was an awakening episode. I won't lie, I'll give you that. It was really awakening. So, Ahmad, where can people find you online?
At Ahmad ZW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, I got a kick. Spick!
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Spectrum Dewa. That's my personal profile, or my page Spectrum. On Twitter, it's Spectracular. On Instagram, Spectracular. That's SPECTRACULAR. And on my blog, spectracular.com. And the other one, supportzimhiphop.co.zw. You can also catch me on my other page, which I run with my brother Dodger, that's Zim Exclusive.
You
can check it on Facebook, on Twitter. A lot of good things coming out of Zim Exclusive. Just look out for it. 2018, we're here.
Damn, we needed a whole segment just for him to give us where people can catch him online.
I got a lot of credentials, man.
It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, and I'm Brian Willis. You can catch me on at Brian Willis ZW on Twitter and Instagram, or Brian Willis Cashbid on Facebook. And Keep It Real Fridays, you can catch us on at Keep It Real FRI. We ran out of letters. Same story with the email. It's Keep It Real FRI at gmail.com. That's the email we're using for you to submit your music. Please keep the music coming. We love the music. Don't forget the ID3 tags. We will not play AUD, whatever tracks.
Do
we
you really love the music though?
I do love most of the music. I'm not going to say everything that's coming through is good. I'm not even going to bother reply the emails with AUD tracks. So please, because if you can't put effort on your own stuff, I ain't going to put effort for you. This is Keep It Real Fridays on Capital 263.
Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
I'm missing you.
And now,
Capital 263.